latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news at Newcastle winger Christian Atsu says he's pleased with how things are going in his recovery from knee surgery. Well, the Ghana international made 28 Premier League appearances for the Magpies last season, but his campaign was cut short after the decision was made for him to go under the knife to correct a knee issue. The 26-year-old, who revealed he'd been playing with a problem for 3 years, is well into his rehabilitation following successful surgery and is happy with the speed of recovery right now. He said, "It's been 3 weeks now since I did my surgery and I've been working on my recovery. I've been doing gym work and I'm feeling better and getting stronger each and every day. Over the last few weeks, I've been recovering faster than expected. I've started running on an anti-gravity treadmill. I'm doing weights on my knee too, so I'm happy that I run with at least 70% of my weight." Meanwhile, manager Rafael Benitez has reportedly told club scouts to watch two players closely at the World Cup. Benitez led the Magpies to a 10th place finish in the Premier League last season, and the manager is eager to add more strength to his squad. The Spanish tactician has earmarked two players he wants to be scouted at the World Cup, with Chelsea midfielder and England international Ruben Loftus-Cheek said to be one of those. After joining Crystal Palace on a season-long loan from the Blues last summer, the 22-year-old has risen to fame on both the domestic and international stage, making him a sought-after target. The Eagles are looking to wrap up a permanent deal, although Newcastle, along with a number of other clubs, are also keen on acquiring his services. Benitez also wants an in-depth report on Denmark's Nicolai Jorgensen after failing to get a deal over the line in January. The striker has scored 31 goals from 58 Eredivisie appearances for Feyenoord and could be tempted into a switch to St James's Park. It's thought Newcastle will have to fork out around £40 to £50 million for the double swoop.